Opioid deaths are at their lowest level since 2015. We're learning about the most recent data from the State Department of Health Services on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. The health agency has a new data tracking tool. It found an estimated 1 in 6 Wisconsin adults were prescribed and used an opioid in the past year. Top reasons, surgeries and back pain. How do you want to see DHS address the opioid crisis? Do you think that improved data will help us get control of this epidemic? We're at 800-642-1234. Paul Krupski is the Opioid Initiatives Director for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Paul, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for having me back.
So we know from this new tool, your new data, most recent data, that the number of opioid deaths last year was around 840. And so that shows a decline. How significant is that?
So the decline is about 10% compared to 2017 data. And it's a very encouraging sign that's the way that we view it. 1 year definitely does not make a trend. But I think that seeing that significant of a decrease provides us confidence that the ongoing efforts that we have now been investing in and working with our many partners and stakeholders statewide on for the past half a decade, even longer now, is beginning to really show that intended effect that we had. We are confident that we had a strong plan in place and knew what our targeted efforts needed to be, but we didn't, like anything else, we unfortunately need time. We need time for things to be implemented, for programs and services to be running at a level that we expect to see ultimately this this positive change that we can now identify in the decrease in deaths.
Can you break down the types of opioids responsible here for these deaths? How much of this was due to heroin versus prescription opioids or synthetic opioids?
Yeah, so that's one of the great parts about these DataDirect dashboards is that that's something that you can actually filter on the DEST dashboard. You can search by a specific type of opioid, so prescription drugs versus heroin versus the synthetic opioids, which going back a few years now, we are now seeing the largest number of deaths attributed to. Right now, the majority, going back the last couple of years, the majority of deaths are being attributed to those synthetics. So primarily fentanyl is what is most people hear about through the news. Fentanyl is now laced with other drugs as well, such as cocaine or methamphetamine. So it's become a larger problem, and that's where we're seeing the largest number of deaths. Heroin and then prescription drugs are now kind of right at about the same rate. Seeing the same number of deaths attributed to those. So it's the synthetics that are definitely leading the way, but heroin and prescription drugs still an issue as well, for sure.
Paul, from this new data, we see that hospital ER visits for all opioid overdoses in Wisconsin increased by 64% between 2014 and 2018. What's going on there with emergency room visits?
So emergency room visits have definitely increased, as you said, but between 2017 and 2018, they were more stagnant. But the sharp increase in going back to 2014 to now, I think, again, is really attributable to the rise in synthetic opioids that we have seen. The potency is just so much higher that is really what is leading to more overdoses happening, and obviously more visits to the emergency rooms, and as I mentioned already too, unfortunately more deaths. So I believe that's really attributable to the rise in synthetics.
We're getting updated on new data that show a drop in opioid related deaths in Wisconsin. Paul Krupski is head of opioid initiatives for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. You can join in with your questions about the data, 800-642-1234. So, Paul, you also found that 1 in 6 adults were prescribed and used an opioid in the past year. Is that about right on for what you would think with opioid prescriptions?
So there has been a lot of work done over the past many years, several years now, just to provide more education and awareness and information to prescribers so that they can better understand levels that opioids should be prescribed, what some other pain management alternatives could be to opioids. So those types of efforts, and we have seen a very sharp decrease in the number of opioid prescriptions here in Wisconsin. Going back 4 or 5 years now, we have seen over 1.5 million less opioid prescriptions written here in the state of Wisconsin. So we know that prescribers are more aware now when considering writing these prescriptions, having those different types of conversations with the patients. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, opioids are still needed in certain situations. And surgeries tend to be when, or not tend to be, they are, as you mentioned, when the most prescriptions are written. And so it's about when those prescriptions are written now, making sure that the patient is educated on what opioids, how they need to be used, what they should or should not be used with, and then also that the prescriber is only prescribing the amount of opioids that are actually needed, that we're not getting a prescription written for 50 pills, say, when really a prescription for 10 will do. So there are definitely less prescriptions that are being written. There's less pills that are being provided to individuals, and I think that's a positive sign in what we're seeing.
We saw state spending on the opioid epidemic. It went from $5 million in 2016 to nearly $25 million this year. Where is the funding going, and where do you see room for some real changes on the horizon to fight this crisis?
So the big uptick in funding was really attributable to the federal government funding that was passed. First, the 21st Century Cures Act under the Obama administration, followed by the Support Act in the current Trump administration, which provided grants to all states in larger sums of money to really make that bigger impact at the state level. And the great part about it was it allowed states flexibility for how they wanted to use that funding. So our efforts here at DHS, we were able to invest across all levels of care, from prevention to intervention, treatment, and recovery. And I believe that well-rounded approach is really what is beginning to show these positive outcomes. You know, we need to make sure that we're preventing people from becoming addicted in the first place, or the opportunity to misuse these drugs in the first place. We want to make sure that treatment is available for those that need it, and then supporting them along the journey of recovery, making sure that they have all of those different types of support services along the way, that they can be successful in recovery. And when we go back to what our latest press release was about with this data direct opioids, you know, data is the ultimate driver for us. We make data driven decisions on where we need to be investing in. So the data that we look into, that we collect at the department, that shows us, you know, unfortunately there isn't enough money to take everything everywhere. So we have to target those high need counties, those high need areas of the state where we see higher numbers of deaths or overdoses, to really make sure that we are targeting those areas of the state that need it most. And that's the approach that we've taken with the additional funding we've received.
Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
Paul Krupski is the Opioid Initiatives Director for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. We have a link to DHS's opioid dashboard. You can find it at wpr.org/mornings. Coming up, we're looking at life-saving drugs that curb cravings and treat the symptoms of opioid addiction. That's back in just a moment here on the Ideas Network.